This is KUOW. I'm Bill Radke. A new report says climate change is bad for business, to the tune of up to $100 billion in coastal real estate winding up below sea level by 2050. The report projects Seattle's sea level to rise as much as 3 feet by the end of this century. Interestingly, though, that is not because nearby Alaskan glaciers are melting. Taken by themselves, those melting Alaskan glaciers could actually cause sea level to drop in the short term. Ben Strauss directs the Sea Level Program at Climate Central. They're an independent organization of scientists reporting on climate change. I asked him to explain how that works.
It starts with this. The ocean is not flat. So currents, wind, and gravity push seawater around and make the ocean surface uneven. The Alaskan glaciers effect has to do with gravity. Now, I should clarify that the effect of melting glaciers in Alaska would be to reduce sea level around Seattle. But when you integrate all of the other factors, other melting glaciers and ice sheets and other areas, the total effect expected would still be an increase of sea level.
Okay, so in the short term, though, explain to us, please, how melting glaciers in Alaska would short term reduce sea levels off Washington State.
So if the Earth were smooth like a billiard ball, there would be no gravity effect. But bumps in the Earth's surface, like mountain ranges and ice sheets and glaciers, attract water toward them. So in a really impressive example, if all of the ice on Greenland were to melt instantly, it would raise the global average sea level by more than 20 feet. But the sea level would actually go down on the shores of Greenland because you would have lost the ice mass on Greenland, which is pulling water toward it and creating today kind of an apron of water being attracted toward that mass. If that mass goes away, the apron disappears and the water drops right next to Greenland. So you have the same effect around the glaciers of Alaska. And Seattle is close enough so that part of Seattle's sea level today comes from water being attracted toward Alaska by those glaciers. If all of the ice in Alaska melted today in an instant, what the study you're citing says is sea level would drop in Seattle because the loss of gravitational attraction toward Alaska would more than outweigh the total contribution to global sea level from the melting ice.
So this isn't just like a meniscus effect of water clinging to the side of a glass. This is Alaskan glaciers having their own gravitational pull on the water elsewhere.
That's right. But
wow.
The meniscus effect is a good image. It looks like that, but it's gravity.
Ben Strauss is director of the Sea Level Program at Climate Central, an independent organization of scientists reporting on climate change. I'm Bill Radke, KUOW News.